Now, the media has been full of reports in recent weeks of plans by the U.S. to build a missile defense system in Central Europe, largely a response to Iran's saber-rattling over its nuclear program. This summer, according to the New York Times, the Pentagon will choose between two countries, Poland and the Czech Republic. Rob Cameron spoke to Radek Kohl, head of the Center for Security Analysis at the Institute of International Relations in Prague.
Czech Republic and Poland represent a significant improvement of any U.S. system because they are relatively close to Middle East. They could track very well any incoming missiles. They could provide territory for early warning radars. And should the need be so, there could be also interceptor base located at their territory that could attempt to shoot down any such missiles that would either target Europe itself or be just passing over Europe and heading towards the United States.
Why have the United States narrowed it down to these two countries, Poland and the Czech Republic?
Perhaps they think that Poland and the Czech Republic are close enough. They certainly belong to the Atlanticist group within the alliance, so they might be open to such negotiations. Moreover, there was at least preliminary interest expressed by militaries and governments in both of these countries several years ago when the technical talks started. And as I mentioned, their territory is placed well enough or suitably enough for the entire system to work. Moreover, they perhaps trust those allies with which they have more regular contacts, that is, at least since March 1999, when both countries joined NATO, while Slovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria are more recent newcomers to NATO. So the United States may not necessarily trust them in all technical matters, in their competence to deal with such highly sophisticated system, shall we say.
That's the sort of military technical side of it. On a political level, we've just seen the Czechs dealt a very embarrassing blow with the American Congress announcing that it is going to introduce legislation that would effectively allow Poles to travel to the United States without visas, largely because of Poland's support for the US in Iraq and Afghanistan, whereas the Czechs aren't going to be able to take advantage of that. Do you think there's really much appetite in Černín Palace, in the Czech Foreign Ministry now, to even contemplate the idea of building missile sites for the United States or allowing the United States to build missile sites here? What do the Czechs get out of it?
Well, that's effectively the very sensitive part of any U.S. request, that should they decide to ask formally the Czech Republic some permission to establish a U.S. missile defense base on Czech territory, they would have to bring something immediately, so to speak, in exchange. And the most likely issue would then be either visa-free regime or much more flexible and almost visa-free regime, because that's the only issue that bothers the Czech public and that could be seen as a beneficial trade-off.
And that was Radek Kohl, head of the Center for Security Analysis at the Institute of International Relations in Prague, speaking to Rob Cameron.